The Seleucid Dynasty, 358 BC to 63 BC. The reigns of Antiochus IV and Diodotus Tryphon, which would be 145 to 138 BC. Unfortunately, things are going to start getting a little confusing with our friends, but that's the way it goes. So let's get started. Antiochus VI Dionysius was born 148 BC and died 144 BC or 141 BC. So he never actually reigned. His father was Alexander Balus, and his mother was Cleopatra Theia. Antiochus VI never actually ruled the Seleucid Empire. In 145 BC, or in early 144, he was nominated at the age of 3 or 4 by General Diodotus Tryphon as heir to the throne in opposition to Demetrius II, and simply became a tool of General Tryphon. Antiochus VI died in 142 or 141 BC. Now, ancient writers claim Diodotus Tryphon was, of course, responsible. Other sources claim that he died during surgery of some sort, but he's gone. So that brings us to his benefactor, Diodotus Tryphon, a general for Alexander Balus and Antiochus VI, originally from Cassina, a dependent town under the control of the city of Apama. He was general for Alexander Balus, commanded the city of Antioch. Seeing that Alexander Balus was doomed to be defeated, he simply defected, turning over the city of Antioch to Demetrius II Nicator. Later in 145 BC, he defected again to fight for Alexander Balus' son, Antiochus VI Dionysius. Initially ignored by Demetrius II, Diodotus used the discontent in the kingdom to raise a large army, ultimately removing Demetrius II from Antioch, where he installed the boy king at age 3. His domain at this time would have been inland Syria, the cities of Antioch, Apama, Larissa, and Colchis. Well, then we have these cities ultimately then revolt because of Demetrius II's misrule. As replacement of the Greco-Macedonian cavalry in favor of Cretan mercenaries, there's nothing like these Macedonian background people take their military stuff serious, and when they're suddenly tossed aside, that really makes them mad. In addition, they also persecuted the Jews, so he did a lot of things wrong. Now, Demetrius II, he held Sicilia, the eastern provinces, and Syrian and Phoenician coastal cities. Diodotus made the Jewish leader, Jonathan Apphus, an ally, which, of course, was helped by Diodotus' association with Alexander Balus, who was a great friend of the Jewish people. After the death of Antiochus VI, that is in 42 or 41 BC, during a medical operation, supposedly, despite accusations against Diodotus, the Seleucid army elected him as king, taking the titles of Basileus, which is the traditional title, and Autocrator, which means unique. In Latin, it's imperator. Both Philip II and Alexander the Great took the title Strategos Autocrator, while they were elected by the Greek states to lead their armies against Persia. So Diodotus probably intended the title to denote that he was elected as king by the free Greco-Macedonian states of Syria. As king, he took the regal name of Tryphon. He extended his territory to include Ptolemais, Achae, and Dorae. And to further legitimize his position and to further his army connections, many of the coins he minted as a Seleucid king. What you have is on the obverse of the coin, you have the national helmet of the Greco-Macedonian soldier. And then, of course, his face on the other side. But the falling out with the Jews, the bold Jewish offensive against Demetrius II, loyalists led Diodotus to become so concerned that the Jews would create or demand the creation of an independent Jewish state that the Ottidus plotted against Jonathan Apphis, kidnapping him and holding him for ransom. The Ottidus ultimately executed Jonathan Apphis and tried to invade Judea, but the expedition was a major failure. He ran into bad weather conditions, and secondly, the Jewish garrisons blocked all the suitable roads into Judea. So we end up with victory and disaster. The Ottidus successfully routed a pro-Demetrius army under General Sarpedon between Ptolemais and Tyre. But as his army marched along the coast in pursuit, a tidal wave hit the area, wiping out both forces. Now, this is from a Jewish source that talks about this. Demetrius II was captured in 139 BC by the Parthians. Then Demetrius II's brother, Antiochus VII Sidetes, left Rhodes and married his brother's wife, Cleopatra Theia. Now, Diodotus' support began to weaken. Antiochus VII pushed Diodotus' forces back to Dore, where the city was put under siege. Diodotus escaped by sea to Orthosia. He went there first and then to Apama, where he ultimately died. You have a choice of how he died. He was either killed or committed suicide, dying in 138 BC. So this ends another one of our relatively short reigns, but you can see the confusion that's going on in the Seleucid Empire, and it's only going to get worse. We're going to end up with, you know, we've talked about Cleopatra Theia, but ultimately we will be getting to Cleopatra Selene, who also marries a whole bunch of people and has a whole bunch of children and stepchildren. So you need to get your thinking caps on to keep track of everybody, or a piece of paper to keep track of who's killing whom. Now, the sources for this, you have the House of the Seleucus by Bevan, the Land of the Elephant King by Cosman, and the Seleucid Army by Bar Kovac. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, SummaHistorica.com or HistoryAccordingToBob.com, and ask a question, check out the CDs, check out all the other stuff that's there, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. And that is structured so that you can actually set up a program of a few dollars a month if you want to. So thank you very much.